Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I'd say that Alex has been told very clearly by myself and the organization how important he is to us. We want him here long term. The good news is that he's said the exact same thing about being here. He wants to be here. He's made it clear to me and to us, and you know, we've had good productive conversations with the Bartletts this summer. That's his agency, and you know, like, these things take time. We're gonna work through it, but I think for me, in my experience over the years, the most important thing is you have alignment on those key principles of wanting to be here, believing in the organization, and now we'll keep working at it. So that's something that's a priority though, for sure.
And we have some of our favorite people in the business, the Bartletts, on the line right now to discuss the ongoing negotiations. I'm kidding, but we would welcome the Bartletts anytime. They are...
Oh, they would do it no problem.
Yes, they are a tremendous family, tremendous place in this game, representing so many over the years and currently. And your takeaway on Tuck as the negotiations continue amidst a changing landscape in the NHL. And if you missed it off the top, also part of that address from the GM today was that Alex is dealing with a little setback of his own right now and is in the kind of the day-to-day slash slightly longer than day-to-day realm here when they hit the ice tomorrow.
So what I'm thinking about Tuck is he's a huge part of this organization, not just the leadership, but the production, you know, could be a consistent 35 goals a season, maybe even close to 40, 70 plus 80 points, a point a game. Like, that's what I see out of Alex Tuck. Kevin Adams said they're going to have meetings this week with the Bartletts and discuss it. It's interesting to me because I just put down the names of players, UFAs and RFAs, that are... Yeah, that could sign an extension, that were, you know, open to sign an extension after July 1 this year. Mm-hmm. And there's only five guys that have signed an extension. So I think what's going on is agents, I don't want to blame the agents, but I'm saying what they're saying is that the cap is going to go way up next year, mm-hmm. and that there's going to be a bigger piece of the pie to be had. There's not as much restriction and saying, well, we only have, you know, $7.5 million of cap space. And, you know, so you can take seven, but we need to, there's more room. So they're trying to stretch it a little bit more and trying to get more money. Kaprizov with Minnesota saying he wants 16 plus, right? That he would apparently have turned down 16 a year for 8 years. Like, that's a lot. So there's not been a lot of extensions being signed this year. So a player like Tuck, I look at my list, McDavid, Panarin, Eichel, Bobrovsky, Kaprizov, Kyle Connor, Marty Natchez, Adrian Kempe, Kopitar, Schmaltz, Jason Robertson, Connor Bedard. Like, there's a lot of guys that are due for an extension that haven't done it. So I think it will get done. I think it will get done, if not before the season, before the month of November. And I think that is going to be a great thing for the organization. But I'm not worried. I don't have a sense of I'm worried about it right now, Duffer. So I'm going to stay positive on it. But I think he's a huge part of the team moving forward.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Schmaltz, because that's the name of one of the albums of Spanish Love Songs, who I saw in concert in Rochester last night. And a highlight track of that album is Buffalo, Buffalo, which they played last night as well. So I'm a very happy individual today, because they're one of my favorite bands. Oh. I brought one of my favorite people with me in our beloved Jason Weiss.
Oh, Weissy went. Yeah.
That was a nice night in the ROC.
So. He's recovered from his Sunday night at the Borderlands, so I'm glad that that worked out. But no, so I think of now, talk is day to day, should be fine. Jordan Greenway, that was a bit of an unexpected news today when Kevin Adams said that Greenway had to have surgery in mid-July, that he won't be ready for the start of camp, and they're going to see. We all know that Jordan Greenway.
Second surgery,
you're right. So yes. that's a great point. Like, that's a second surgery. So look, Jordan Greenway is a big man. Jordan Greenway has dealt with a lot of injuries, and now you go from one surgery to another to try to, you know, keep you healthy. That maybe is where the unknown is coming in, which would be, you know, Tyson Kosak, and where does the young players of Rochester may be fitting in and being given opportunity. Look, Jordan Greenway was not going to be a top six guy, but he was going to have an important role, because Lindy Ruff has leaned on Greenway for big moments like penalty kill and some defensive responsibility, some physical responsibility. So if he's not there, there's an opening in that spot for somebody to fill in those minutes and those responsibilities. And I don't know. I'm very positive on Tuck and his contract. I'm hesitant to think that Greenway will be there game one of the season.
Right. And without him on the left side, I think you have to consider somebody playing their off wing, which is maybe it's as... I don't want to say irrelevant, but in quotations, much ado about nothing, kind of like lefty, righty, because that's always like situational. And so many people just like don't pay too much attention to it. And I think with forwards, I think we've always for years seen the versatility and comfort of some of the game's best scorers, let alone just, you know,
and they're off wing
players. So, yeah. I mean, I think we could easily see a Jack Quinn or Josh Doan, you know, find themselves on the left side. But I also think that even without Greenway's injury, I think the left side was already presenting us with an awful lot of questions based on, are they going to start the year with Zach Benson on the number one line? And of course his name came up, and there was a very honest answer with, you know, almost underlying metrics on what Benson did playing with top line players, but more specifically what he didn't accomplish, which is kind of finishing on those offensive chances. And again, totally understandable. Second year, 19 years old, whatever. But what are the better options? Like, if you don't start with Benson there, is Zucker a top line guy? Does Doan have an unbelievable camp and earn himself, you know, based on...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, what he's in a very, very, very small sample size, what his makeup is to be good on the defensive side. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's always nice to have a defensive conscience with two of
playing
your
top offensive
players.
Playing against top lines, going to be at a team.
You know
yes.
what I mean? And or, based on the belief that we heard from Kevin Adams in Jack Quinn, does Quinn make that diagonal line across from, like, third line right wing to first line left wing?
Well, not only that, all of a sudden you could say Tage is a center, Yuri Kulik is a left wing, and
that
Quinn's
I got
right
no
wing.
Indication of.
But you're going to try different trios, different pairings, different everything. So maybe if you don't like a righty on the left wing because you're like, hey, can't get the puck off the wall in the defensive zone, always has to be on their backhand to try to get it out. It's a hard to make a second pass to get going and transition. Well, maybe you're going to have to move things around. Just like you could move Peyton Krebs to the left wing and put Tyson Kozak in the middle and keep Danforth on the right side or whatnot. Then you have lefty-righty and you're going better in that way. I think this Benson, the left side of the forward group, as you made it, as you specified, is going to be where we will see more movement. We will see players moving up and down in preseason, trying with different lines and different responsibility. Mm-hmm. I don't think Jason Zucker is a top line left winger, but if you don't have a better option and nothing is clicking up there, that may be your go-to for the start of the season, waiting to see what comes out with the rest of the guys and who will take that job away from him. Mm-hmm. So I'm not taking anything off the table here when it comes to who's going to play that left side 1-2-3-4. It could be anything right now.
Mm-hmm. Meaning names we haven't discussed yet?
Well, my first thought was, okay, who in Rochester?
Anton Wahlberg. But he's not replacing Zach Benson on the top line.
No, he's not.
You know what I mean? Like, if Wahlberg has the best camp of his life, I have a tough time today imagining that he could rocket that far up the depth chart to start the season.
But could you see, and I don't know that I would play this guy with Kulik and maybe Thompson because I feel like that would be a lot of young, but could you see an Oslin playing the left side on the top line or Roseanne being there? Like, depending on how camp, I think those two have a better chance maybe than Wahlberg with a mm-hmm. good camp to say, hey, it fits better there. But yeah. What if you moved Zucker up and then Norris and Tuck with their experience and their maturity can mm-hmm. take on a younger player to say, hey, come on our line as a left wing.
Right. See, when you have discussions like this, I then get more excited about the 6 preseason games.
Yeah.
But everybody likes to talk us down. Talk everyone down.
Your excitement level went from 1 to 3 on a scale of 10 from 5 to 8?
You're questioning my sincerity when it comes to my passion for games, period. Oh.
Let's just say it may have jumped from a 4 to a 7 for me.
Okay. 7 so on a scale of what?
That's good. on a scale of what? 1 through 100. but I have a hard time. I love Zach Benson. I think that, like, from the first time he stepped on the ice at development camp after getting drafted, mm-hmm. I saw a little pit bull in him, a little, mm-hmm. you know, guy that will get under your skin, that will win one-on-one battles, that will get stronger. I don't see the finish. I don't think he's that shiny, you know, diamond in the window in the Swiss, you know, street. And you're like, man, that is shining. But I think he has some great value of a little bit more of a tough and rumble type of player that will come mm-hmm. in. Just have a hard time seeing him on the top line.
Because of the Greenway injury or like,
no, just have a hard time seeing Benson being a guy that you,
I know, but we saw him there at the end of last year. So like, yeah. Before we're having today's discussion, who were you thinking was going to be there? I'm thinking, like, the only reason I thought we were talking about it today is because of Greenway's injury. But
I think it may be by default that it is a Benson that's out there, but I just, yeah. When this team is a playoff team and a mm-hmm. contender, I feel like that is not Zach Benson, top line left winger yeah. team. Maybe it is second line left winger. Maybe it's a middle six left winger that produces 50 points a year. But a top line left winger, I'd like to say that's 75 points in the year. And I don't see 70 points.
Yeah.
I mean, after I see your, I need a sound effect. I need to press a button when you're like, not sure.
I don't think you need that when you're going to get the expected production when fully healthy from Norris, who is fully healthy,
yeah.
and Thompson. Like, I'm perfectly okay with Norris being a 70-point guy, Thompson being an 80-point guy, and whoever's on the left being a 50-point guy. I really am.
As long as you don't give up 275 goals, because then you right. need 95 points and 85 points and 75 yeah. points for that line to overcome that.
There are many more current examples, but allow me to just throw out, you know, one that's far too old to even bring up. But just I get it. It was center as opposed to left wing. But just remember how well Steve Ruchin complimented
yeah.
Solani in Korea. You know, yeah. like, you don't have to have three superstars all 80 to 90 points. You don't.
I mean, we can go Pascal Dupuis and whatever, yes. like playing top line with Sidney Crosby, but you're playing with Sidney Crosby. So mm-hmm. it's like, you don't need 85, 75 points. You just need to know how to play with those guys. Mm-hmm. And until I see Benson doing it consistently, that he is in the right place and the line is rolling and they have puck possession and his role is more defined on that top line or top six, I'm still going to have a question mark.
Okay, we will try to zip through some other NHL camp news when we come back. We do want to end this segment on Benson and Norris, because you're probably full aware of the jersey swap, so you can enter today to win autographed jerseys from Benson, number 6, and Norris, number 9, in honor of this off-season switch. Visit sabres.com/enter for your chance to win. Back in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.